Have you ever been on a discovery call with someone and you got the feeling that they really did not know who you were or what this was all about? They were a cold lead and now they're semi-lukewarm. They're not warm yet because they're not really sure if they want to hire you, but they're on this call with you and you can just tell. Like they're not even really sure if this is a thing. They're obviously desperate. They really need sleep, but they just don't know. They haven't built that trust with you. Maybe they stumbled across your website on a Google search, or maybe they found one of your blogs circulating out there, or maybe it was an ad that they found of you. I don't know. However they found you, this person on this discovery call is a pretty cold to who you are and what you do. So today I want to share with you just a quick strategy that really helped me convert clients or potential clients who did not know who I was and then turn them into raving fans simply by offering one thing that really gave them a boost in my trust. So on this discovery call, we'd be chatting, you know, you guys have my Holt script. This is what I've used for years. And we'd be chatting through, okay, what's going on now? How would you like some help? What would you like to see differently? Okay, so here is how I can help you. And I would walk through my packages, but I would not give them space to breathe. I would just walk through all like my offerings. Now, I wouldn't go through all my offerings. I would tailor it down. If I had three offerings, I would present them with two, but I would really just speak into one that I thought would be the best for them. And then what I would say is, now listen, I understand that you are new to this. I understand you just heard about me. So how about I connect you with a client I just wrapped up with a month or so ago, and their story is so similar to what you're experiencing. Their before and after, it just sounds like you guys would really resonate. I would love to connect you guys through email so you can ask them questions about their experience and what it was like to work with me. And I love being able to offer this because it does two things. For one, it gives you like real live social proofing. Like there is nothing more powerful than another family telling a family who's a little bit on the fence, like, hey, actually, you know, without me in the room, they can one-on-one say like, yeah, actually this was the real deal. And this is like what I experienced and this is what changed and this is what it was. And maybe this was something that was hard, but here's how Becca was able to help me. So it really gave me that testimonial, that living testimonial, but more so it gave them trust. Like if I'm willing to share a client's contact with them so that they can reach out and ask honest questions, it just really solidified that trust between this potential person who was kind of that cold, lukewarm lead versus someone who, you know, was raving, already knew everything about me. Like I wouldn't suggest this to someone who already knew everything about me and all their friends had worked with me. This is the person who doesn't know anything about anything. And so being able to provide them with a client, a former client that they could reach out to is always so valuable. Now, here's the deal. I have no idea if people actually did that. In the whole, I would say 3.5 to 4 years of me doing this strategy, I had like a handful or less amount of people who would be asking, like who actually did reach out, and they would, the other client would let me know that they reached out, but majority of the time they don't. Majority of the time, they don't actually reach out to ask your client questions. It's just the offering. It's like the peace offering that you're giving them. It really, that trust is just so powerful. So try that out. But obviously, this goes without saying, you're going to need to ask that said client if it's okay to do that, right? You're going to need to ask their permission if it's okay for you to go ahead and share their contact information with someone. And if they do, you could always let them know, hey, if this person does reach out, let me know. I'd be happy to give you a free call, or let me know if they do and you'll surprise them with a Starbucks gift card or whatever it is, something small, right? I would definitely do that, especially obviously if they booked. So that's what I would say. If they, you know, if they booked and or if they reached out, I mean, honestly, that client took time to respond to a stranger. So I rewarded them in both ways and it didn't hurt me because it was just, again, rewarding that client who was a raving fan already. So try that out. If you need a strategy, if you're finding that people are getting on discovery calls and they don't know who you are or anything about you and your work, provide them with an opportunity to connect with one of your former clients so they can hear the true before and after story that you can help them transform their life. Give it a try.